politician claims that the Illuminati is real and trying to take over our world. But what is the real, true history of the Illuminati? Are there claims that there's any reality to this? Are there any actual valid claims of this? Or when we look into the history, could it be that the whole Illuminati conspiracy theory was just a big accident and fed off of people's paranoia hundreds of years ago? We're going to talk about all of that and more on today's Peck Report. All right, everybody. Hope you are doing well. Well, this has always been an interesting topic to me because this is something where there's basically a mix of fact and fiction with this whole Illuminati thing. Now, let's get out of the weeds and actually get into some real stuff and before I give my commentary on the whole thing. I don't want to ruin it too early. We do have a lot to talk about. If you haven't had a chance to, make sure you go to dailyrenegade.com for the full episode of this. Now, when you go to the website, you have to click on the members tab if you're a member to see the full video. Otherwise, you're just going to see the free previews that go up on YouTube. Become a member, dailyrenegade.com, website's right there, and make sure you click on the members tab to find the full videos. So a former politician has claimed that the legendary Illuminati is actually real, which many of you are probably familiar with that. And secretly trying to run world affairs from behind the scenes. Now, this conspiracy theory has a lot of different gradations to it, which you know, some seem more realistic and then some seem really outlandish. One of my good friends who recently passed away, Doc Marquis, I've interviewed him several times. He came out of the Illuminati, and I knew Doc pretty well. I don't have a reason to believe that he would have made all of that up. And I've even talked to him, you know, behind the scenes in person and stuff, and I believe him. I believe that there is something called the Illuminati out there today. Does that have a connection with the original Bavarian Illuminati? We're going to look into the history of all that and see if there's a connection or if this is something even more new and horrifying. But this former politician, Simon Parks, he was a former Labour London borough councillor and town councillor for Whitby and North Yorkshire. He is a believer of this conspiracy theory, and he came out some time ago claiming this. So, you know, the Illuminati is said to be a secretive global elite which runs governments from behind the scenes, and it's planning to introduce a new world order. Now, there might very well be a group like this that has just used the name Illuminati, but there might not be a connection with the original Illuminati, or maybe there is. So we're going to look into the history in just a little bit. But its key members today are said to be drawn from Hollywood and world political and business leaders, with some even accusing its true leaders of being reptilian lizards from outer space or extra dimensions. Those are obviously the more sensational claims, you know, and because you look at their evidence, a lot of people that say that, the evidence that they bring out is, look, you can see him manifesting on camera. But, you know, the truth is when you, I work in video production. I do video editing for a living for Skywatch TV. I understand how all that stuff works. A lot of times when you see these supposed manifestations coming out, a lot of times it's because of live video glitches. That happens. Also, the slit in the eye thing, that's an effect caused by either a camera on a tripod or a director standing behind the scenes, and you're seeing the shadow of that vertical image on the person's eye. So some people, it looks like they have slit for eyes. Really, it's not that. It's the shadow reflecting off of their eye, making their pupil look like that. But the cameras, you know, kind of blend those things together, the pupil and that shadow. That happens actually quite often. But they'll use that as evidence, and instead of trying to look at the other side of the story and see if there's anything else that might possibly going on, they jump to the lizard manifestation thing. Okay, so that's obviously way on the fringe. Most people who talk about the Illuminati or believe that there is some group called the Illuminati that exists today, most of them are not into the lizard people stuff. I actually think that lizard people stuff was probably developed as some kind of distraction to make all Illuminati beliefs seem ridiculous. Because think about it, immediately when somebody talks about the Illuminati, somebody else thinks lizard people. You know, that's just kind of the image that people have in their minds of this now. So, but that's not always, that's very rarely the case. Very few people actually believe that. Okay. So, you know, accusations vary in extremities from just simple implementation of the NWO as a goal, you know, at least to the Illuminati being a highly satanic cult, seeking to return the devil, you know, to the earth. And I'm sure there are people within lots of organizations that want to do that, either figuratively or literally. Now, Mr. Parks, who runs his own website about his claims and takes part in alternative and paranormal conferences up and down the country, he insists that the Illuminati is real and attempting to be all-powerful. So he believes that the Illuminati is a satanic sect that is seeking to return Satan to Earth. And among his among one of his claims are that he once led a group that stopped the Large Hadron Collider, opening a portal to another dimension that would have destroyed mankind through meditation. Now, that I have a hard time believing, personally. And the reason I bring this story up is not to bring it up as some point of, like, credible evidence or anything, but just to show that there's different levels of what somebody might believe in terms of the Illuminati. And with something like the LHC, okay, I wrote a book called Abaddon Ascending, and it was all about the Large Hadron Collider, how it works. I study quantum physics, and I understand how the machine works. I understand what it does and what it doesn't do. Right now, this might not always be the case, but right now, the LHC does not have any more power than cosmic rays entering our atmosphere have. So whatever the LHC does, it's the same type of thing that when cosmic rays enter our atmosphere, that type of thing is happening. So if that type of collision can create a portal, there's already portals all over our planet, all over the place at all times, that are formed naturally. So it's basically the LHC right now is repeating a natural process. Now, it might not always be like that because they are increasing the power. They want to do different things with this. They want to stabilize, you know, wormholes and things like that. These are things that they've been public about. These aren't conspiracy theories. In the book, I cite sources directly from CERN's website where they made these claims. So I'm not saying that there isn't something weird going on there. There is, but at least as far as right now, it doesn't have the power. It doesn't have the capabilities to do anything like that yet. So with a claim like that, I mean, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, right? So I personally don't have a reason to believe that he led a group that stopped the Large Hadron Collider from opening a portal to another dimension that would have destroyed. You know, how did they stop it? Why does the LHC still exist? Why is the LHC still running? Why didn't they just wait till he leaves and then try it again? There's a lot about that I don't agree with. But the truth is, when you actually look into the science, it's really fascinating. It's based on what's called quantum field theory, which is the most accurate science that mankind's ever, you know, developed or discovered, however you want to phrase it. And it has the highest percentage of predictability. So which means they can use the mathematics that were developed through, you know, quantum field theory. They can use the mathematics to predict the outcome of an experiment. Then they run the experiment and see if that outcome proves true. And in a very, very high percentage of the time, something like 90 something percent, I have the percentage in the book, but the predictions are accurate. So it's really fascinating, but there are things that the Large Hadron Collider can do, and there are things that it can't do, and there are things that it might be able to do in the future. I'm looking at the future. That's kind of where my caution lies at what it might do in the near future when they do these power upgrades and stuff. But right now, in all of my study into it, I've been studying it, looking into it for years. I've talked with physicists about it. I've talked with Christians about it. Even Christian physicists who have worked with either the LHC or similar particle colliders. I see so much more credible evidence on the side of the LHC can't do these things, at least not yet, then I see evidence on the side of the LHC is going to open they're going to open a black hole and destroy the world, or they're trying to bring demons into our universe. If a demon wants to utilize a portal like that, you know, they're the same exact same particle collisions are happening in our atmosphere right now all the time. So they could just utilize those. They don't need the LHC. Again, does that mean the LHC can't, you know, progress into something? Of course it can. Of course it can. So, but anyway, I don't want to rehash the whole book. I'm just saying I specifically wanted to bring out this story because there are things that, could be credible. There very well could be this shadow government type of thing. I believe that they're, you know, deep state, that kind of stuff. Of course. So why not something more worldwide, like an Illuminati type of group? But that doesn't mean that if somebody believes in the possibility of, you know, an Illuminati trying to start a new world order, that they have to buy into all this other stuff as well. You know, so it's perfectly acceptable to separate some of these out. So he claimed that psychopathic Illuminati members were hellbent on using this atom, or it's not really an atom colliding machine. This article says it doesn't collide atoms. It collides like fundamental, like subatomic particles. But he claimed that they were trying to use it to open a vortex that would allow them to complete control over all of us. Again, they need to advance that technology way more before anything like that would even be remotely possible. I mean, they would need to create a collision first that's strong enough to open a wormhole, and it would have to be a wormhole that's not just microscopic in size. And right now, they can't even create a black hole that's microscopic in size, not yet. They might be able to later, but and a wormhole is basically like a stabilized black hole, which would require even more energy, and you know it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing that we don't have access to right now. Doesn't mean we won't. We just don't yet. So Mr. Parks, he's previously, like I said, he's previously been a borough councilor in London, and he lectured at the Natural History Museum. He claimed to have sources who made him aware of what was about to unfold, so he set about arranging a global mind warp to defeat the plan. He said, quote, "We couldn't just do nothing. There is much you could do without sticking your head above the parapet. A number of people who associate with me made me aware that someone had activated it in the early hours and placed satanic black magicians who were remotely viewing the installation on the inside." Mr. Parks, end quote. Mr. Parks claimed his group sent a telepathic wave of positive energy, which stopped the portal from completely opening and damaged the LHC. I'm a Christian. The second somebody gets into, you know, telepathy and sending positive energy, and you know that to me is just New Age subjective stuff. And I came out of New Age. I used to be a big time New Age guy before I gave my life to Christ, and so all of that stuff, it's just fancy ways of saying things that never have to be proven. And you know, it's very convenient for people like that to make claims like that because they never have to actually be proven. Because it's a process that doesn't require or doesn't operate on objective proof. See how convenient that is? So this guy can claim all this stuff. He doesn't have to prove any of it because he can say, well, it just doesn't work like that. How could I prove any of it? But he's totally fine just saying it, and we're all supposed to believe it. You know, he doesn't realize how crazy that sounds. So that kind of stuff makes me incredibly suspicious. But that's why we have to be on our toes when it comes to our research. We can't fall into every single rabbit hole we come across. We have to use objective reasoning. We have to use proper research to see what's really going on. Is there something going on behind the scenes? Absolutely. I have no doubt about it. But when we're focused on this kind of stuff, and that's why I brought this story as an example. When we focus too much on this kind of stuff, then we are being distracted from what's really going on. And if there is an Illuminati, it would seem like that's what they would want. They would want us to focus on lizard people and opening wormholes and all this stuff. So then they can pull the strings with politicians and global leaders, and they can do whatever they want because we're focusing on nonsense and they're destroying the world. So I do believe there's something going on here, but I don't believe it's this. I don't believe that it's this. So what is actually going on? What is the history of the Illuminati? What's true? What's fact? What's fiction? That's something that we're going to have to talk about in our next segment. Now, for that, you should go become a member, and you'll get the full version. You won't only get the preview of the video. And I want to mention again, when you see titles to our videos on YouTube, you're getting the title of the whole video. What we're showing you is the preview. So it's like if you see a trailer for a movie and the trailer is called the name of the movie because that's what it is. That's basically what we're giving you here. But instead of giving you a 2 to 3 minute trailer, we're giving you 15-20 minutes of content from the actual show, and then you can go become a member and you can watch the rest of the show. If not. If you don't want to, that's fine. You can enjoy the free preview, and you can keep watching our content. So best of both worlds for everybody. But if you do want to become a member, and I suggest that you should look into it, go to dailyrenegade.com, become a member today. It is only $10 a month, or $100 a year. And if you get the $100 a year, you get 2 months for free. You only have to pay for it once, and you don't have to think about it for a whole other year. So, you should look into it. We also have a wide variety of other shows, lots of great shows to choose from. And I can actually show you some stuff from our website, which I probably should have brought this up before I started recording today, but that's okay. Dailyrenegade.com. So if you go here, here we go. If you go here, this is dailyrenegade.com. We are still improving the website. We're still adding stuff. We just added a new show down here called The Radical Christian. It's a fantastic show. Really excellent research. We obviously have Peck Report. We have other things. So this is where you get the free versions of stuff. If you are a paying member, go over to members, and log in, go to the members content, and here's where you get all the member stuff. But these are all of our shows. We have Peck Report. We have Christian Contrarian with Gary Wayne, Get Real with Cody Peck, Christian Marauder with Brian Melvin, Beginning and End with Ryan Peterson, Beauty in the Bible with Bree Graffia, The Radical Christian with Drew Graffia, Through the Black with Jared Cressman and Tom Dunn. We have Moms of Miracles, which is a new show that we just brought on. We're very excited about it. I think they're going to be posting like daily or something. So it's fantastic. Morning Fellowship and Prayer and stuff like that. And Apollineering with Seth McVeigh, which is an excellent interview show. We got all sorts of other perks too. We have great articles. And we have the podcast over here, and we're adding new stuff every day. By the way, real quick, if you're a chronic pain sufferer as I am, click up here for Kratom and CBD. They do take credit cards, so you do not have to set up a Zelle Pay account with Tropic Health here. It's excellent Kratom. It's excellent CBD. I use it every day, and I feel great. I have energy. My pain is manageable. I have a really rare degenerative bone disease, which I should be in a wheelchair now. That's what the doctors predicted. They predicted I was going to be in a wheelchair by now, but I'm not, and I feel great. So Kratom and CBD, this is the best source for it right up here. Also, if you're into colloidal silver, which is a great, immune booster. It's great for cleaning. You can clean stuff with it in your house as well, and it's totally safe, so you can get those chemicals out of your house. But colloidal silver is excellent. I started taking this when I was sick last, and I got over it very fast. So you should check that out. But again, you can just go to dailyrenegade.com and click on that there. Look at everything that we have. We got lots of cool stuff, and we have more on the way. Okay, so once again, we are going to, we're going to go to members-only content. We're going to learn about the history, the true history of the Illuminati and where they might be today, and so much more. So once again, dailyrenegade.com. If you're viewing for free, thank you so much for joining. Please subscribe. Please click on the bell for notifications. Keep following us on social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are everywhere. So members, hang on the line. Everybody else, thank you for joining us. Until next time, leave us a comment in the comment section below. Till next time, take care and God bless.